I am Ashley Reed with 55423.info, and I'm sitting down here at Richfield Senior High School with the new principal, Joshua Fuchs. And I guess, first, if you just want to tell us a little bit about your past experiences working in the schools, what schools you've been at before.
I actually spent all 8 years of my career at Oakland Technical High School. The first 4 years, I was a physical education instructor. Then the next 2 years, still at Oakland Technical High School, I took on a leadership role through a grant. I became what was called a student support coach, working primarily initially with ninth grade students, but because of my 4 years of rapport with kids, I actually did a lot of work with students 9th through 12th. During that time, I enrolled in an educational leadership program at UC Berkeley called Principal Leadership Institute, which is geared towards working in urban schools and a focus on equity. And after I graduated from UC Berkeley, one of our assistant principals at Oakland Technical High School retired, which then offered me the opportunity to apply for that job, and I was able to get it and spend the next 2 years as the assistant principal at Oakland Technical High School. So actually all 8 years of my career so far were all in one high school.
Very cool. And what was it about Richfield that drew you in?
My fiance and I were, she was very supportive of me when I was in my master's program at UC Berkeley, and she's looking to pursue her master's in public health, and so we were looking at different cities where there'd be a better opportunity to go to school for that. And then in May, the position opened up at Richfield High School, and I had actually driven by the school and taken a look at it prior to that, and it's like, oh, what a neat looking school, it'd be kind of fun to work there. Applied to a whole bunch of jobs. Richfield was the only one that I had initially gotten a phone call back on, and I think I got a phone call on a Thursday, and I flew here on a Tuesday, and by the following Friday, I had the job at Richfield High School, and it's been a fantastic fit so far, but I'm anxious for the kids to come back.
Yeah, it's definitely a little bit quiet in the halls right now. It's going to be a change of pace when school starts.
Yeah, we had the Spartan Olympics yesterday, so there was a number of kids that have been in the weight training program all summer long that had their showcase yesterday. So it was nice to actually be around students yesterday, but I'm anxious for the whole student body to be here and start getting to know them.
What are you hoping to achieve in your first year at Richfield?
My first year at Richfield is really a focus on getting to know Richfield. Moving into the community has been that first step. I've always thought that it's an essential element that if you're going to work in schools, in service of schools, and in service of families, you should live in the community in which you're working. So when I was moving here, I only looked at Richfield for places to rent. I was fortunate enough to find a house in Richfield, and starting to get to know some neighbors there. There are some kids in the neighborhood that do go to the high school, and I had a chance to start meeting them. But my first year is really about just getting to know the community and really take some time listening to parents and to students to see what they feel are the areas that the school could really improve upon. And once I feel like I'm well informed, then we can start having conversations about where we believe as a school and as a staff and as a district we should really make the school start thinking about heading in that direction, particularly around instruction. Because I know that the big thing right now, looking at the data, is that Minnesota continues to have like the widest achievement gap in the country with students, and that still is true at Richfield High School. And so how are we going to work to close that? Because until we close that, then we are not providing an equitable education to students.
Good. Well, congratulations to you, and we wish you very much luck in your first year as principal. Is there anything I missed or anything that you want to add?
I just want to let families know that my door is open, and I hope that they know that they're always welcome in the school. I really want parents to become a part of this school and this organization, because I know that in years past that parent involvement has been somewhat low, and I'm hoping that we can work on that together. And we have some exciting things coming up in the near future, including on September 1st, we have our open house, and there's also a new, brand new football field out here where we have a game that night, and it's all free, and I hope that as many people in the community will come out and support the school.